Brazil's socialist president Lula, "I hope Biden wins the election." By John Hayward on February 28, 2024. Brazil's far-left socialist president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said in a TV interview aired on Tuesday that he hopes President Joe Biden wins re-election because he thinks Biden would be a greater guarantee for the survival of democracy than his likely opponent, former President Donald Trump. "Although I am not a U.S. voter, I think it's obvious that Biden is a greater guarantee for the survival of democracy in the world and the United States," Lula said. Lula said he has a good relationship with Biden, whom he praised for allegedly being a friend to organized labor. "Since the beginning, Biden has positioned himself in defense of workers. I hope Biden wins the election," he said. Lula and Biden launched a joint Workers' Rights Initiative in September 2023, with goals such as ending child labor and worker exploitation, and supporting the clean energy transition. Lula himself was a trade union activist in his youth, eventually rising to the presidency of Brazil's Metalworkers Union. He was first elected to the presidency in 2002 as the candidate from the radical leftist Workers' Party, beginning a term that ended with widespread accusations of corruption. Lula was ultimately convicted as part of a massive bribery scandal and sentenced to decades in prison. Lula's conviction was annulled by the Brazilian Supreme Court on a jurisdiction issue in March 2021, clearing the way for his presidential run. Biden enthusiastically congratulated Lula for winning the surprisingly close October 2022 election against incumbent Jair Bolsonaro, who was on friendly terms with Biden's predecessor Donald Trump. Bolsonaro's supporters rioted in Brazil after Lula's election, causing extensive damage to three government buildings. Lula denounced the riots as a coup attempt. Both the Brazilian and American left frequently compare it to the January 6 unrest at the U.S. Capitol following Biden's election in 2020. Bolsonaro is under investigation by Lula's government for allegedly fomenting a coup and has been banned from running for public office again until 2030. On Monday, hundreds of thousands of his supporters rallied in São Paulo to show their support for Bolsonaro. Many of them waved Israeli flags, as did Bolsonaro himself, highlighting a major disagreement between Lula and Bolsonaro, and potentially between Lula and Biden. The socialist Lula is an outspoken supporter of Palestinian terrorism and critic of Israel. Lula was banned from visiting Israel this month after he compared its government to Nazi Germany during the Holocaust in remarks to reporters. He regurgitated Hamas propaganda that Israeli soldiers have been wantonly murdering Palestinian women and children in Gaza. Biden's long-standing support for Israel may be wavering under heavy pressure from the extremist Democrat left, but he remains unwilling to support his friend Lula in accusing the Israelis of genocide. Last week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveled to Brasilia for a 90-minute meeting during which he told Lula the Biden administration disagreed with his anti-Israel comments. Blinken said he had a frank exchange with Lula on the subject and on Lula's criticism of the Biden administration for supplying weapons to Ukraine.